The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Jamie Whitney of the Pocahontas Record Democrat and Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio. Jamie, you can start us off with a question.
Sure thing. Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Late last month at a Q&A in Sioux City, you mentioned the possibility of holding hearings for the Supreme Court vacancy prior to January. If the Democratic nominee is elected and the majority of senators wanted to hold the hearings. I said you wouldn't stand in the way, but you wouldn't support it. Can you explain your rationale for that decision?
Yes. You know what? I get myself into more trouble than I need to get myself into. I have not changed my view. We wrote a letter on February 23rd and 11 members of the committee signed it, saying that the people should have a voice and the new president should make a decision. My position hasn't changed, but your question's legitimate because you could draw the conclusions your question implies. But what people in the audience asked me to do was speculate, so I started speculating. And then, in turn, people drew conclusions. And those conclusions should not have been drawn, and I shouldn't have been speculating in the first place, so I apologize.
Okay, Senator, this is Brian. Thanks for taking the time out today, as always. Talk about the ag merger situation. You're going to be having a hearing next week. What concerns you about all this?
Yeah. Well, a principle that I base my concern on is that when you have less companies selling to farmers, less competition, probably prices go up. So let's say what we're looking at. We're looking at a big six today, and if all these mergers go through, there'd be big three. So less competition. We're looking at the Bayer Monsanto that was announced a couple days ago, several months ago now, Dow, DuPont, and Syngenta ChemChina. We're having a hearing. The hearing is nothing more than to bring facts out on the table, everything for public debate, but most importantly, to let the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission that are reviewing these mergers, they have to enforce the antitrust laws that we expect them to enforce the antitrust laws. The hearing isn't any more than that, but a hearing has a way of making sure that the Justice Department, FTC, does their job.
All right, Senator, this is Jamie again. Following your inquiry into Mylan's EpiPen price hike, you noted that you have two pending bills to help bring more generic drugs to the market to help consumers.
Yeah.
Could you briefly explain how those two bills would help?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I hope we can get some action in regard to Mylan and some competition for them, even without our bills, because our bills go way beyond the adrenaline and the problems that we have with eating peanuts and stuff like that that cause people not to be able to breathe. And FDA, I wrote a letter to them, don't have an answer yet about when are they going to get something approved so that Mylan doesn't have has some competition. So to answer your question about the two bills, there's a scheme that goes on between companies that have a patent drug versus generic. Gets at the end of the patent protection, the patent company that makes that drug makes a deal with a generic company, and they pay them to do it, to keep your generic off the market, which effectively extends the patent protection. That's a scheme that we want to get rid of, and Klobuchar is helping me on that. And the other one is REMS. We call it the REMS process. I'm not sure what the letters stand for. But there's companies that won't share their information with a generic company, the impact on it, safety and effectiveness and all that, and the fact that they don't cooperate keeps a generic off the market or even a biologic off of the market for a while. And it's those two schemes that we're trying to get settled. The second one allows the company to sue the other company. It's pretty simple. And we would assume that the lawsuit would or even the threat of a lawsuit would get the generic on the market faster.
Senator Grassley, what about the understand that you have a bill out there to curb crimes targeting seniors? Can you tell folks about it?
Yeah, just voted out of committee today at 10 o'clock. Our meeting, regular meeting. Two other bills were voted out. This is the one that we had a hearing on. As all the bills that have come out of committee, this is a bipartisan bill, so I suppose now about 30 committees have come out of committee, or every bill, I should say, come out of committee bipartisan bill. I only emphasize that because people back home think everything's partisan here in Washington, D.C., and things can be too partisan, but not out of my committee. So what the bill does, well, let me say what the hearing pointed out, and then the bill is to correct it. There's tremendous financial abuse and taking advantage of older people. And this bill does several things to make sure that seniors are more protected and given information, and make sure that there's a prosecutor in every one of the federal U.S. attorney's offices that can look out for senior citizen abuse and people scamming them to get their money. It's just that simple. We got to put a stop to it. And it's one of the biggest crimes, and one of the biggest crimes that goes undetected for the simple reason that a lot of seniors that get hooked by one of these scammers, they're so embarrassed they don't want to even report it and tell people that they got bilked out of tens of thousands of dollars.
Senator Grassley, both presidential candidates have proposed paid maternity leave. Do you think either proposal would gain support in the Senate with a new presidency?
I believe it's going to get, if it's, let me back up. If it's, I ought to start with a proposition. If a president newly elected has something in their program, it's going to get the attention of Congress. It doesn't mean it's going to become law. And I wouldn't want to comment too much at this point on the proposal of either Hillary Clinton, which I think is less than what Trump has put out now. But either one, I think that I ought to wait until it's put in more detail before I make any comment on it. But let me kind of sum it up this way. A president can propose anything they want to, but remember, Congress disposes.
Senator Grassley, one quick question for you. A lot of debate about the Dakota Access Pipeline continues. Your thoughts about where it stands right now?
Well, if the company wants to honor what the three bureaucracies that have stepped in and said there ought to be a halt to it till the government agencies reconsider the approval they've already given, then I presume that halt will be done. But the pipeline, as well as government agencies that made decisions to move to let it move ahead, have won everything and had an impartial judge say that the law had been followed. Now, anybody can reconsider their position, or a judge's decision can be appealed. But I think that if the company doesn't, if the company wants to go ahead, then I think somebody's going to have to go to court to get it stopped. And basically, that's what the plaintiffs did, and they lost in court. But I suppose it could be appealed. Now, when it comes to what I think about the Bakken pipeline, it's wrong for me to have an opinion on it from this standpoint, that unlike the XL pipeline that I had to vote on, and I did vote for, and Congress was involved because it crossed the national boundary with Canada, Bakken is subject to the jurisdictions of North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois, and they made the decision to move ahead with it, and obviously they did that under their constitution and the U.S. Constitution that they had the authority to do that.
Thank you, Jamie and Brian, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.
Jamie and Brian, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.